are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, you bet your sweet teats we do. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right.
Oh, the breath. I ran out of breath at the end of that one.
You did. Beware the Ides of March.
The Ides of March.
That was yesterday, but...
It's your favorite day of the year.
Is it?
Is that true about you?
I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite.
I saw a glint in your eye. Halloween, I think, is one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah, I really like Halloween.
Yep.
Ides are cool, too, though, because they have, like, a foreboding feel.
Yeah, yeah, there's a spooky factor there.
It's like Halloween without the candy.
Mm.
You know who is like a little piece of candy?
There you go.
This sweetheart. You've seen her strutting her stuff on primetime TV, national commercials, and in prestigious film festivals.
That's right. She starred in the short comedy horror film Door on the Left and appeared in the TV show Bull.
She performs many a comedy show at the UCB Theater here in NYC. We're standing at full attention to welcome...
Miss Sarah Grace Wellborn.
Woo-woo!
Hello!
Hi! How's it going?
It's going pretty good, actually. I've been up for a while today, so I feel like I've already moved past the part of the day where we have to feel bad until we do something productive.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so now I'm ready to just live the rest of the day guilt-free.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Free pass.
Take your life back.
Feeling good.
Yes.
Honestly, feeling pretty good.
Speaking of feeling good, we like to wine and dine our guests. We're a classy podcast.
Try to be a classy podcast.
Yeah.
And we asked Sarah Grace her favorite beverage, and we got a good old classic mimosa.
We got the mimosas here. Loving it because, you know, usually you drink a mimosa in one of those bottomless brunch situations.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then you don't really enjoy it.
No.
You're just
going to Pound Town, you know? You're bottomless.
Pound Town. You're getting super sick.
Yep.
And then you're like, was that even good?
I know.
Now we're doing it real classy here.
Oh, yes.
We are.
Just one at a time, not trying to pound anything.
No, we're not in Pound Town today.
It makes me feel like summer or morning.
Yes, a summer morning.
A summer morning. The morning, because the OJ.
It's refreshing. Yes. The bubbly OJ makes it nice.
Nutrients and other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Nutrients and medicine.
Yes.
Yeah, but the champagne drunk is a goofy drunk.
Yeah.
I've only been actually drunk on champagne a couple of times. But
really?
It's silly. Yeah, yeah. I don't drink it that often.
I feel like at weddings, you just like drink two bottles and then like... do something weird on
yeah,
the buffet
like,
table.
Yeah.
Like, Pound Town under the buffet
exactly.
table. Yeah.
Don't you feel like every teenage girl in old MGM movies got first drunk on champagne at a wedding?
Yep.
And they're like, Leslie, you were being so insane at the wedding.
And they're always carrying the bottle around, screaming.
Yes.
Have some dignity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what were you saying?
Did you try to talk?
Well, it's the bubbles, guys, that gets you drunk.
Oh.
It's the bubbles, they body processes the alcohol faster.
Whoa.
Fun fact.
Ooh, science.
Dr. Haas today. Welcome.
Dr. Haas. I'll take over Dr. Haas any day of the week.
Yes, please.
The bubbles, that's what makes it goofy, I guess.
Wow, I can't wait to tell somebody that.
You can tell me in like 15 minutes and I'll act surprised.
I will.
So are you single, looking to mingle?
I'm not.
She's not.
I'm not.
You're not. We know that, but...
We have to ask.
We just ask. We refuse to just let anyone not, you know, slide on that question.
Your status needs to be supplied to our listeners.
I understand that.
It's more of a long-term situation for you. It's been a while that you guys have been together.
Yeah, it's been like a little more than 2 years.
Wow.
My boyfriend, his name is Alex.
Alex is great.
Alex is a wonderful man.
He's so great. I really, really love him so much. Like, I feel... Sometimes, like, I'm the only person who's ever been in love because I feel like it's so special and unique for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
It's
That's
great.
That's like a glowing review.
Yeah, he's so great. And then sometimes these, like, little, like, good things happen that you didn't think were going to make you so happy. Like, your parents really liking him. I know that seems like, yeah, you want that to happen. But then when it did happen, I was like, well, I really love them and I really love him. And I just felt like my heart was exploding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah the family.
It's a lot of love.
When the family's on board, it's wonderful. And he's a... What did we see? We saw something so delightful from him recently. I'm not on the social media too often, but he was explaining...
Basketball.
Yes. He was explaining...
Is that what it
was?
Yeah,
that was a sneaky video I made of him. Explaining to me about something unorthodox that had just happened in the NBA where somebody got a triple-double without scoring any points.
Yes, triple. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he went through what the triple-double was. And explained
very earnestly.
Yes.
Yes. I was going to keep that video to myself because I just like to log when he does this thing.
I would have been furious if you kept it.
Yeah, it was just too good. I knew everyone would love it, and they did.
Yeah.
Because it's just, he doesn't need me to even respond. He's just so excited to talk about this stuff. Yeah. I don't really have much stuff like that in my own life where I just can like monologue without anyone showing interest even. But it's so like, it's so lovely to see in others.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's symbiotic. You're like, you just need a warm body and yeah. I have one. Yay.
Yeah, exactly.
I could talk about the Yankees for hours and hours, but you humor me.
You've definitely made me watch replays of sports moves you've made in video games.
No.
And I don't even know which player you are or what is happening. You're like, can you believe this? And then I watch it 10 times.
Oh, my gosh. That's really good.
Yeah, it's NBA 2K. It's an incredible sports game. I don't play a ton of sports games, video games in general. But
I think that's actually the only one.
I know, but I do demand you come in and see some of
the shit. I didn't even know you could replay it. A move you did earlier in a video game.
There's instant replay. Definitely. We play all the angles.
Play. No, we have quality time where I lie on a couch and read my book next to Marfoli plays video games. So it's like we're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's really good.
Yeah.
It's real romance, folks.
It's really good.
That's marriage. Never have to play games alone.
No, you don't have to play games alone anymore.
Mm-mm.
I don't have a good segue for this, but what do you guys say we slide on over to sexy science? What do we do here, darling?
Well, we like to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts with our guest, Sarah Grace. We rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
This sassy little number was torn. Oh, my, there are those bubbles. It's torn from Fast Company. The title of this one is Apple's iPhone 7 slogan gets lost in translation and tells Hong Kong users, quote, this is penis.
There's supposed to be two rings. Anyway, you're welcome on that amazing
that
sound
ring,
effect.
Without the second ring, I mean, it's just not as good.
Hello? Nope. No, so basically Apple's iPhone 7 launched crash and burn due to a ridiculous translation gaffe. Their slogan for the new phone 7 is this is 7. The issue is that it doesn't translate very well into Chinese.
No, Apple tried to simplify the phrasing, but they failed to understand one important nuance. The word for 7 in Cantonese, zat, which is also an inoffensive slang term for penis. So the Hong Kong slogan was interpreted by consumers as this is penis.
Oh my gosh.
Which is like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
It's my favorite story we've ever talked about.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it's a really offensive word. It kind of sounds like it'd be like,
it's
I'm
clinical.
Trying to think of like a, but it's slang. So
right.
Like dick or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's not
so it would,
filthy.
Yeah. Right.
But it's like if a product is trying to sell.
Like this is balls.
Like, this is dick.
This is tits.
This is tits.
This is tits.
I would buy that, though,
yeah.
No matter what it was.
True.
I mean, you would definitely think that they were making a little joke that you didn't see coming.
Yeah. Yes.
For sure. I mean, that's what I would think.
Yeah.
But they would isolate, you know, more than half of Americans, for sure.
They would.
If it said this is tits.
Yeah. It's true.
Totally. But this
it's
is also
marketing.
Hilarious to me because it just reminds me of when people get like Chinese character tattoos and they're like, it means bravery.
And
somebody
like,
who speaks the language is like, no, that says like.
This is penis.
This is penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I it's mean, like you should put a little more, I think, into like that translating.
It's also a huge
budget.
Market. Like the fact that they would flub. Yeah. Not
like
true.
Ask
yeah.
one person. Does this.
I mean, did
translate?
They have nobody?
Yeah. They seem like a,
who was a
decent
speaker?
Sized company. Yeah.
That's of Chinese?
Right.
Like that's crazy.
Yes.
It's
they could just
rough.
Ask the children who are making their phones. For $4 a year to just be like, hey, translate this. Ah, that's it.
Those kids are working hard enough, Murph.
I know. Well, I feel bad for them.
Me too.
But
wow,
I'll tweet
crazy.
About it from my iPhone.
So now is the iPhone 7 not getting bought in China?
I don't know.
Because of this?
I would think it's
what's
flying
the
off the shelves. I'm sure they just like had to take a billboard down.
Oh.
You know
just
what
one,
I mean?
One
it was
billion.
A launch, so then they have to like slowly suck back
in
the like materials.
Oh, that's a good one.
I just would be so happy if that happened here.
I know.
I was like, Taco Bell, dicks.
This
I don't know. That's all I can think of.
Taco Bell, this is dicks. This
is
not
dicks.
Meat. This is dicks.
They're like, bite into this cock. And you're like, nope.
Mm-mm.
Oopie. But you're right. People here would think that was just a joke, I think.
I think so, yeah.
And we'd probably love
a
it.
Prank.
Like, the people that didn't isolate, I think, would start to really love that company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I want to eat cock all the time.
Yeah, it'd be so many bits.
There's a whole demographic that I think would be down with that. Maybe
agreed.
That's Apple's slow way of transitioning.
Well, maybe this is just really sneaky, fake mistake. To put themselves on the map.
Long con.
Fake mistake.
Ooh, all right. Well, Love that story. Not going to get over it. I think we should slip on over to Listener Love.
Mm.
Listener mailbag.
Sarah Grace, we're shitty at giving advice.
Oh, no.
But I feel like you're good at giving advice. I've heard you give some advice before. It was
sound. You seem like you'd be really good.
Yeah.
You know, when I used to work at the Hudson location of Westville, lots of the other servers were younger than me. And when we would eat our staff meal together, it did sort of like sometimes develop that they would ask me just questions about like how long is too long to hold on to an old relationship and things like that. And I feel like I was kind of a little bit of a mama bear in that context.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's see if it translates.
Totally.
I think it will. You'll do better than we do. Haas, who do we have?
Our first question comes from Terrence in Houston via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Terry says, my nipples change color with the seasons. It makes me feel like a magic man. But my sister pointed out I might be sick or something. How much do y'all know about nips?
You gotta find out if you're sick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
First and foremost, just go to a, you know, find even a clinic just to get a quick look at that.
Oh, my gosh. If you might be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a lot of sometimes
medical questions,
medical
and we're
questions
not fucking
that we're
doctors.
Not qualified for. But when he first said the magic man thing, I was excited.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to a clinic and get diagnosed as a magic man, I feel like you've won.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to the Minute Clinic and they say there's nothing weird about it, he should definitely embrace it.
Yes.
The way he is. I mean, that's great.
Yep.
Yeah, but then when he said that the sick thing, then I thought of like when moles change color and you're supposed to go to the doctor.
Ooh, get those nips removed.
But if it's the whole nip, I don't. This is
also what
sound,
colors
and
go
both
ahead.
Nipples.
Like, yeah, what's the range of color with
cold?
A nipple?
Yeah.
Blue.
Maybe when you're cold
blue?
And hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, that's a good question. Both. If it's both nipples, that's a.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
A sign.
That's a nipple specific situation.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen yours look any different at all? I feel like mine are
just hard and soft.
Yeah. Just more texture than and consistency than color.
But my hands used to or still do sometimes would turn blue when I got out of the bath, and I looked it up, and it was like a common thing.
Mm.
I mean, if I ever looked down at my nipples were blue, I wouldn't think I was magic man. I would be going right to the doctor. That would be very scary.
Yeah, so you think doctor?
I think doctor first.
This guy has a sunny disposition. You should go to the doctor and then get back to us. If
doctor
not,
first, Craigslist later.
Craigslist. And then this show. Then maybe you could write to this program.
And maybe China's going to need a new billboard soon.
Ooh.
Yes.
This is blue nips.
Magic man.
I can see that. All right. We helped.
Helped. Who else, Haas?
Our second query comes from Wendy via our Twitter, at Ménage Radio. Wen asks, any advice about what to wear on a first date with a billionaire?
No way.
What the hell? Also, did you shorten Wendy to Wen? Is that what that was?
That's right.
All right. What to wear on a date with a billionaire? You want some more of this?
Sure, thanks.
Is that the whole question?
That's it.
Well, I guess I would always say be yourself, because ultimately the date will not be won and lost on who attracted who to who, and if you maybe accidentally guessed his favorite outfit for women to wear, I would just say you want to feel like you like feeling and present that person and see if it's a match for exactly the person that he is.
Mm.
Totally agree.
Sound advice.
I'm getting into fashion.
Oh,
so,
God.
you're still trying to get in?
So I think I could add to this. I'll say, you know, do rent a runway. Definitely present yourself the best way you can.
You have no idea how often Rent the Runway goes wrong.
Right. Yes, exactly.
And Haas, have you ever rented the runway?
Me?
No.
Yes, I have.
No.
Oh, renting some rental down in Milan. Also, I feel like billionaire you could wear. I feel like billionaire, there's more sweatpants type billionaires. I feel like millionaires, you got to maybe doll yourself
put
up. But then when you
get
to billion, it's like, you wear something comfy. Yeah. You don't give a shit about clothes when
hoodie,
you have billions.
No. Balmain.
Hoodie and hoop earrings.
I'm just now listing the few designers I know.
Yeah, who was that?
Let's hear.
Balmain. Maybe get a cool streetwear look going with off-white.
Mm. Something from the Michael Kors
collection. Hood by Air.
I think Murph's right. in that go simple, because the thing is, if you're trying to catch up to someone who's like that far ahead financially, you're not going to.
Right.
So you should just show up in a fucking potato sack and be really charming, because you're not going to like impress anyone with your rent the runway. You know, no offense.
If you don't own, if you're renting runway, you can't hang with billionaires.
No, you have to own the whole runway.
Wrap yourself in red carpet.
It's like an Academy Awards potato sack. It sounds like it's the fancy version of the potato sack.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think Sarah Grace had it right when she said, "Be yourself."
Okay. Yes, be yourself.
And then just maybe simple white t-shirt and your favorite jeans.
Ooh, classic look.
T-shirt and jeans. Don't mind if I do.
Hello, James Dean.
Haas, also, I think it's really cool you're getting into fashion.
I do too. I think that's also cool.
We support it.
Yeah, I just...
When you get there, let us know.
Do you want to name one more designer, maybe?
Yeah.
What do I hear? I hear Google fingers over there?
No, I'm just thinking now. They're all... The other one that comes to mind is Italian, and I'm going to butcher it, the name. So...
All right.
Prada.
You said that right.
I thought
it was Prada.
This is awesome.
Prada.
Who was the crazy fashion designer who lost his mind? Remember we were talking?
Lagerfeld?
Yes.
Oh, no. He did. He's crazy another way. You mean the one with who said the anti-Semitic remarks?
Yes, yeah.
That is, oh my God.
Watched
John Galliano.
John Galliano, yeah. Watched a season of Project Runway and just, you know, ended up in a Wikipedia rabbit hole with John Galliano. Yeah.
Really good.
Tim Gunn needs to run for all the offices.
He's so diplomatic.
Yes.
He's so eloquent.
He's honest.
He's honest, too. Yeah. He's very true.
He's a straight shooter. You think he's, like, too nice, and then he'll be like, this is terrible.
Yes, and everyone can take it when it comes from him. Mm-hmm. That's a huge gift.
Because he is earnest.
Yeah.
He's the Alex French, I would say, of the fashion community. Yeah.
Whoa. High praise.
There's an earnest,
that is,
earnesty
Murph
there.
Is obsessed with Tim Gunn.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to tell Alex you said that. And then I'm going to show him a YouTube video of Tim Gunn just in case he doesn't know.
Sure.
This has all been amazing.
Haas, anything else?
Yeah.
Are you still getting into fashion?
Well, all right. We do have one more. It's actually from Joe in Portland, Maine. He reached out to us at our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail.com. JoJo wonders, my wife and I have discussed polygamy. The idea is enticing, but I can barely deal with one wife. Oh, boy. Does it get easier or harder adding more people to a relationship? Jeez.
Oh, those were all his words. That wasn't commentary.
That was all in there.
Cool,
bro.
I can't.
Can only deal with one wife. Well, then you're not a polygamist at heart, I would say, right?
What's funny, too, is that sounds bad, like the wife, but maybe you're just like, I can only have one partner. I can only focus on one person. You know, if we choose to read it that way, then I would just be like, then keep it simple.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about it, you might need to scratch that itch at some point, or someone's going to act out.
Is there any way to scratch that itch without involving someone else, maybe, if you're hesitant?
Yes.
Sex doll?
What's sex doll? Oh, a sex doll.
Yeah.
They said sex doll.
What is,
like,
sex
what
doll?
Is,
mm.
What is
consider
sex?
Myself sex doll.
This is penis.
Yeah, I would say maybe he and his wife should just maybe try experimenting with something else kinky.
Yeah, like role play.
Yes.
Wear a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a hat, walk in from a door you don't usually come through, be talking about a subject he didn't know you knew about.
Yes.
Next thing you know, he's going to feel like he's with a new wife.
Yeah.
There we go.
But then when it gets down to the nitty gritty, he's with his old wife who he chose to marry and loves.
Wow. Mm. We're not going to do any better than
that. No. You know what? I knew you were going to give good advice. I just knew it.
We should have her like a little residency for advice giving on the program.
Yes.
Whoa, I would love to have a residency.
We just like scream at people. We're like, what? Not always, but it's
but most times, yeah. Well, those questions were good. But these are even better. These are some questions for our guest, Sarah Grace. Six sections, this is. These are rapid fire sex questions.
Oh my gosh.
All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, right. Starting now.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Time, I've been passing time, watching trains go by all of my life.
What's the sexiest animal?
A beaver.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
James Dean still.
Which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
I guess Rose.
69 or 420?
420, baby.
And lastly,
there was a little head shimmy with that answer. I liked it.
There was. What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
I guess nice way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, nice initial way.
Nice way.
Six Sections with Sarah Grace Walborn.
Those were amazing.
Say that might be one of the only roses that we've received from the Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah. We've never gotten Rose.
Never gotten a rose.
I think I chose Rose because she goes... I mean, I don't remember her dating that much on the show,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like she walks into everything very hopeful.
Yes.
And I felt like I was a very optimistic dater, and I always thought any guy I went out with had the potential to, like, be my husband and soulmate.
Yes.
And then he had to prove that he wasn't.
Yes.
Whereas I feel like some people go into a date and are like, let's see what this bag of trash is, and, like, maybe I'll like him a little bit. But I was always the opposite. I was always like, he's my soulmate. We had a really good email exchange where we set up this restaurant.
Yeah.
You're a rose. That's a rose. Yeah.
It's so optimistic. It's nice.
I know. Rose is
refreshing.
Rose is wonderful.
She is.
But we never get her. Everyone wants to be a Blanche, though. I feel like most of the people that say Blanche are fibbing just a little bit.
Yeah, we wish.
You know, we all wish we were.
We have to be real.
Well, and I think deep down, we're all of them, you know?
Yes, that's what made the program work for so many seasons.
It really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Golden Girls Association.
James Dean makes his way back into the
amazing
show twice. He's just a classic handsome.
I had a cutout of him in my bedroom when I was growing up, and I would sometimes just talk to him like he was my boyfriend. Like, I would just walk in and tell him how school was, yeah, and like flop down on the bed. I also would like put the first time I ever wore makeup was to watch one of his movies at my house.
You're getting all gussied up.
Yeah, just because I felt like. I didn't just feel like I had a crush on him when you watch someone in a movie. I felt like we had a connection when he was talking. I felt funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that was.
Mm.
Yeah. Those early years. You're like, there's just something. Yeah. And then later you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something about this bad boy.
Roll around in the hay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beaver.
Well, okay. I know you think I just said it because it's a euphemism for a vagina.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Your beaver?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I knew it, but I actually, I didn't think it in the time.
You're a beaver? But maybe I thought they make that noise.
Oh, yeah, the tail, the thump.
I've always thought that noise, like before I ever had a bed make that noise or anything like that, I just thought that was a really sexy notion that two people's bodies could be like
thumping.
Ooh, the clap, yeah, just the flesh clapping against each other.
Yeah, the flesh clapping, the bed hitting the wall. I mean, it's just like, wow.
Just building that dam.
Usually we're just like walking around, making eggs, eating cereal, but sometimes we can like do this.
Yeah, it's like you're an instrument.
Yeah.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That's that beaver sound.
They also have huge teeth.
Mm-hmm. Got those two big front chompers.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Big toothy smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I think teeth are less sexy, though.
Yeah, so I mean, I'd take
the
tail
noise,
over teeth.
Yeah, then definitely.
Yeah.
One last thing. They're just really cool. I saw one of those, like, IMAX movies of them where it, like, went underwater into their dams, and they're, like, insane engineers. They're just really, really cool animals, which
yeah,
is
are.
Not, like,
yeah.
you know, erotic.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. But you're actually like, whoa.
That is pretty cool, though.
Their systems
because
are
the thing involved. They're doing with their tail has to do with the... them building, right?
The building? I don't know. I didn't even know about
the
tail
thing. I think
it's like
smoothing it and sanding it.
Oh, my God.
And it's a mating call for human beings is the other thing.
Yeah.
You give that thump and people come from
Sarah
miles
Grace
around.
Puts makeup on and goes down
yes.
to the creek.
And yep. exactly.
Wasn't there a YouTube video of a guy taking, was that the beaver?
The beaver killed him.
Yeah, because I think it might have got maybe too close to the mother's young or just territorial, but he was taking a video of a beaver.
And he just kept getting closer, and the mom was, like, very clearly warning him, get away. This is my little house with my babies. And he wouldn't. He was with his iPhone being an idiot and went right up to her.
And she charged him and jumped up and bit him.
And got that big vein
bit
in the leg.
The artery in his leg.
What is that thing called?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the femoral artery.
You basically, like, bleed out in 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's
wow,
great.
That's just so insane. Do you think that the beaver sensed that that was a main bloodline?
Beaver probably knew.
They knew.
Because it's the way animals, like, go for the neck. Like, it, I
but
feel
he
like...
wasn't... Yeah, the beaver's not quite tall enough, so it's like, let me go for that artery in the leg.
Well,
I can
the
make
only
it
shot she would have is, like, a vital shot.
Yeah.
She's so much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
it was kind of, it's sad because you're watching someone die on a YouTube video. but part of you is like,
save it for the comments section.
Well, just like get the hell away from those people.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have any sympathy for myself.
Get your phone out of her face.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's.
I would have sympathy for you if that were you, but you wouldn't do that, I don't think.
I would. I think I can read animals. I could read a room. I think I might try to take a video of a beaver. No, I would not even think I would. But if I did and I saw the beaver start to be like, hey, this is not cool, I would walk away.
That is all well and good. But when we were in Costa Rica, we got way too close to
large crocodiles. Yeah, they're decent sized crocodiles.
Because they chill and they don't move. So you feel like you can get close. Yep. But if they just wanted to whip around, I was standing there. I'd be like, oh,
man. How close were you guys?
We got like 3 feet away from them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That really
they were sunning
me.
Out on the rock, so there were like 6 or 7 of them, and we were able, they just wouldn't move. They were just chilling.
But then you keep inching closer, and I don't know. I had that realization at one point where, like, if they made one of those quick, rapid movements, that I would just be like,
toast.
Hi.
Yep. Yeah, I just lied, actually. I would definitely take a video and die.
Did you take a picture?
We did. We got some photos.
I mean, I think if you would do that with a crocodile, you would definitely do it with a beaver.
With a beaver, yeah. I just fucking fibbed big time.
Gotcha, Murph.
No, caught.
Sorry, gotcha.
Caught my beaver lies.
This is going to sound speciesist, but I think the difference for me is the mammal. I think I respect the mammal mama, and I would read that better than just like a big lizard.
The dinosaur, yeah.
Yeah.
I get that we could read them better.
Yeah, like I wouldn't know that a crocodile was like protecting its young. I would just think it was like having a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's me projecting my own issues on that animal.
Sure.
Yeah.
I understand you're a big mammal person.
Thank you. I don't know what that means. It's been a great round.
Yeah, it has.
6 sections, one of our best.
It was. But now we need to get it wet.
Ooh, make it wet.
Whoa.
How about that?
That's
one of my favorite.
Oh my
god. That's one of my favorite sound cues.
You know what was funny about that? She wasn't like doing that line super sexy. It kind of sounded like someone you knew.
Yes.
We do know her.
It is.
Oh, you do?
Grace. What's her
name? It's Grace Leeson.
Yes. Yes, it is. Right?
She's so great.
Yeah.
She and Haas made that together. Mm-hmm. So
I owe her $30, actually.
For what?
Some shoes I took from a shoot.
Ooh.
Cool.
I think I'm wearing them, actually. They're so dirty. I've been wearing them every day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't give those back now.
I can't.
No.
That's why I got to give her $30.
We all owe Grace, though, for that amazing
cue. Oh, yeah.
It gets
priceless for us.
I made the smacking noises.
That was a beaver, Haas. Get out of here.
All right. You're right. That was my beaver lie.
We all have our beaver lies.
We do.
All right. So what the hell do we do here?
We're going to have a contest between the three of us. Haas is going to judge, and we gather excerpts from various mediums that weren't meant to be sexy.
Okay.
And we read them and try to make them sound very sexy.
That's fun.
So, Haas, what is our source material today?
Well, Diana, this week we'll be reading the Gazelle Checklist for selling your old iPhone or iPad.
Cool. I just sold my old iPhone, actually. I got $65.
Ooh,
hell yeah.
That's a turn on.
All right. Let's actually, Diana, let's have you start us off.
Wow. Okay.
Now charge the phone, girl.
Yeah, sure. Preparing your device for shipping. Turn off your device. I.e. find my phone. Leaving this on will lock your device and delay or reduce payment. Find and tap the settings icon on your device. Tap iCloud from the menu. More information at gazelle.com.
That's pretty sexy.
Very nice.
Thanks, Heezy.
Sure.
People are going to be going to that website.
You are going to be the Sega contestant.
All right.
You've got your checklist?
I got it.
Great. Now, make some catch, you bish.
Damn you, Haas. Deactivate your service and pay the remaining balance. It's very important that you contact your carrier to terminate service on the device and pay any remaining balance on your bill. Please note, we cannot accept financed items that have not been fully paid off.
Damn.
Ooh.
Whoa. This got chills.
Fine policy.
Wow.
Well, Sarah Grace, you're last up.
Okay.
Let's see if you can put that shit on vibrate.
Unlock your device. ways. Make sure you have turned off any password protection from your device so we can test it. Leaving it locked could delay a payment. Don't forget to back up and erase data from your phone and remove off your SIM card.
Oh, wow. What? Big finish.
Powerful. Damn. Yes.
I mean, I don't even have to really think about it. Sarah Grace is the winner.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much.
Of course.
Well deserved.
That felt like a throwback. That was like a sexy noir lady, like a, I think Jessica Rabbit.
I believe a femme fatale.
Femme fatale.
Or like maybe like Marilyn Monroe if she didn't eat for like a week.
Yes.
And she was feeling a little like she might fall down.
Right.
Yes.
A little faint. A faint Marilyn.
Who's the woman in Paper Moon? The older woman who dates her dad? She kind of had one of those voices.
Yes. Yes, she did. Like, I'll think of it.
She's like the broad with the tits.
She's, yeah.
That was great. It evoked so many positive
memories. I haven't seen Paper Moon.
You should. It's great. I just saw it for the first time.
Is that the one that, like, the kid won the Oscar for?
Yep. Ryan and Tatum O'Neill, father-daughter duo in there.
Yeah, she's great. And she's, like, 9 or something.
Right.
It was awesome. Anyway, sell those old devices at gazelle.com. What do you guys say we slip on over to Virtual Sugar?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think we should.
glad that got signed off on my house. All right, so Sarah Grace, we know you are dating the wonderful Alex, but we want you to pretend for a moment that you're single.
Okay.
Just for the purposes of seeing you in action on a date.
It's really hard because I like him so much.
Yes, please. So pick a name from that cup. It's either me, Diana, or Haas. And
then you'll go on an improvised date.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is really fun.
This
cool.
is fun.
I'm having a great time. I picked Diane.
Ooh,
it's been a minute.
It has. All right. It has.
Oh man, I haven't done improv since last
night. Madeline Kahn.
Madeline Kahn.
Yes.
Hey, dog.
So
good. She's great. Mel Brooks pictures, and she's just great. She was wonderful.
I feel like everyone always is talking about her performance in Clue all the time.
Yes.
She has like a body of work
that
we can all talk about and enjoy.
She does.
It's true.
Thank you, Madeline. All right, so Diana and Sarah Grace are going on this date. Begins now.
Hi.
Hey. How was your day?
Oh, it was great. I actually dropped my iPhone into a puddle, which was, you know, terrible.
Oh, shoot. Do you need help fixing it or anything?
No. You know what's funny? I dropped it and I freaked out and I decided I'm addicted to my goddamn phone and
oh my
I
gosh.
Didn't pick it up and it's in that puddle still. I emailed you back from my computer at home.
Oh my gosh. So you're being like extremely present.
Yeah. So if you even try to look at Instagram or text during this date, I might freak out on you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm serious.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm starting anew.
Okay. Well, this is a lot of information for me.
Well, how was your day?
You know, pretty good. I'm, like, pretty passionate about everything I have going on in my life right now. Nothing's really going wrong or bad. Everything's positive, and I'm a great person.
But do you carry a smartphone?
I do. I have to use it because I'm getting a lot of important industry emails all the time. And
What industry?
I'm an actress.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Is it interesting?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds exciting, but the reality is probably just, like, so much narcissism and...
Mm-hmm. I try to keep it real by, like, volunteering and be on NewYorkCares.com and, like...
Wow, that's actually really impressive.
Oh, I didn't say it so that you would think it was impressive.
No, I feel like I'm just coming on really strong because of my new, you know...
Presence?
No, yes.
No, but what you're doing is huge
I'm
for
almost
yourself.
Too present.
I think that's so cool.
Sorry, folks, but we got to ask you to exit the beaver sanctuary now. We got a mama on the loose, so we got to ask everyone to leave until we contain the situation.
Honestly, sir, I feel confident that I would be able to handle myself around a wild animal.
Oh, my gosh.
Woman to woman.
God damn, you are present, aren't you?
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, it's just refreshing to see. But I do have to actually, it's a liability. You do have to leave.
Well, what are we supposed to, we already bought the tickets.
You can get a refund. Get a refund at the front counter there.
Okay, we'll
Sissy
just do
will
that.
Give you a refund up front.
I also just want to let you know that everything going on in my life is good. I want to let you know that, too. Everything is really good right now.
Okay.
And I'm really, really doing good.
That's pretty cool.
Just wanted to let everybody in the Beaver Sanctuary know that.
Sarah Grace, this is the second time you brought up how well you're doing.
Everything's
really
good.
And this time it was like not even called for information. Are you falling apart?
I don't know if I bought it. I mean, I'm sorry to, you know, throw in my two cents, but yeah, it seemed like you were, it was,
yeah,
you know,
I'm not buying it.
Wow. Well, that's so crazy because I mean, oh, I just knocked something over.
Yeah, you're stumbling around. You only have one shoe on.
Oh, my God. Me? I didn't even notice you were wearing. I'm not present at all. Fuck.
Did you lose a shoe in the park? Well, we can get it later because we all have to actually just, we got to start at least making our way towards the exit.
Oh, right. This you came is, to make us leave the Beavers.
You know what? I'm taking my shoes off, too. I don't need shoes.
I love this date I'm on.
Well, wow. Things are going great for you, aren't they?
Are you having a bad time?
No, I took my shoes off. Why don't you take your other shoe off?
Okay, I'll do it.
Great.
Hey, Ted, you gotta get everybody out. All right, there's got a beaver on the loose.
Biff, listen, come here for a second.
What's up?
Before we leave, would you folks mind taking a look at this guy's nipples here? They're two different colors.
Are you a magic man?
I'm telling him.
That's what they called me in college, but no, I just have different colored nipples.
I'm telling him to go to the doctor, but he...
Why did they call you that in college?
Because, like, I could down funnels of beer fast.
Yeah, he was a fucking hot chef frat boy.
God.
Now his nipples are
beer,
orange and
just,
blue.
Just, like, altering your state.
And, like, if you want me to come, I can do it right away.
Excuse
what?
Me?
Excuse
I did
us?
Not expect that kind of language.
Sorry.
I just wanted to take a quick look at your nipples.
We're on a romantic date here. Both of you have been very rude.
Oh, shit. There she is. There's the mama beaver. Biff,
all right,
get the net. Get the
net. I
got
the net.
I got the tranks.
Leave it to the magic, man.
Sarah Grace, stand behind me. I'll protect you.
Diana, thank you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. They're mating. They're mating.
I love that noise. Oh. I hope it does it again.
They're mating.
Oh, I love it. It just makes me feel like there's a time crunch. I love it.
This is shocking. I've never been more present. I'm watching a beaver have sex with a man.
Diana, do you want to come home with me?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was worried it wasn't going to end in a romantic.
I'm so sorry. I made 20 arguments in the beginning.
I feel like you'd be on edge if you've lost your phone in the puddle.
Yeah, you had a bad
day. It takes a few days
to
really adjust to the fact that you can't.
I'm glad it all worked out.
Yeah, I mean, that noise, truly.
That was the one. That was the satisfying.
It was a climax in more ways than one.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I do feel sad.
I feel real fucking sad. I wish we could hang out with Sarah Grace longer, but we gotta say goodbye.
It's over.
Thank you so much.
I can't believe it.
Thank you for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
We love you. And to our listeners, you don't have to say ciao to our lovely guest. Hit up SarahGraceWellborn.com for more Sarah Grace and keep up with her at SG Wellborn.
See her in action at UCB on Saturdays with Women and Men, Fridays with Take It Personal, and Maud Night Monday nights with her sketch team choir. Thank you, SG.
Thank you, guys. Don't make me leave.
You can hang.
You can hang.
Okay.
We also legally have to thank our producer, Mr. Wiggles. That's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy. Please tweet at us at Menage Radio. Reach out and touch us, menageatois.radio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Any sort of inquiries you have, medical or otherwise, we'll do our best to try to...
Send pics when you have questions about weird body parts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We would love pics.
The next person that sends a fucking thing about their body part without a photo, it's just hard to reference.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, James Dean.
For your service. Betty White.
Betty White.
Is she still alive?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh,
everyone
so
always
cool.
Pretends she dies. There's always something on the internet. Every couple months, Betty's gone.
It's hard to know who's dead.
Yeah, I agree.
It's very difficult knowing everyone who's died.
Mm. We'll know when she goes.
Yeah.
We'll feel it in our hearts.
Yeah, we'll.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.